Up next on American Restoration.
I'm planning on restoring it all by myself. I really want this to be a cool Father's Day gift that also shows my dad that I can do a little of everything around here.
This is awesome, man.
I came to Rick's today to get my McCulloch go-kart restored.
So how fast did these go?
55.
I mean, it's just a rush.
I need to run some power into it and see if the circuits are still intact, but I'm not really sure how to do that.
You ready?
Yeah. Come on.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Recently, my buddy Jim called me up and said that he had a go-kart that he wanted to get restored.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Good, how about yourself,
man? Good to see you again,
man. Good to see you.
What's up? What you got?
Well, I brought you an old go-kart. Been looking for this thing for a long time. Finally found one.
Cool. Let's get it out.
That's right. I came to Rick's today to get my McCulloch 2GO Model F1 go-kart restored. Knowing Rick did restorations and knows go-karts, he's the only guy for me to get this project done.
I've never seen one of these.
It's 1961-62 McCulloch go-kart.
Yeah?
A McCulloch engine on it.
Cool.
When I was real young, I had a cousin who had one, same engine on it. I always was jealous of that guy, wanted that go-kart.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a huge passion. You know how it is. It's just a rush.
Absolutely.
I've been taking Tyler go-kart racing since he was 8 years old, and we are both very competitive at it. So this should be a really fun job.
Was this based on an Indy car or something?
Well, not exactly, but the guy who made the first go-karts built Indy cars for a living, and he wanted a toy to play with. One day he welded a bunch of tubing together, took it out to a parking lot, and it just took off from there.
How fast did these go back in the day?
With the gear that's on it now, I'm guessing maybe 30 miles an hour, but I believe you could put a decent gear on the thing and probably get 55 out of it.
McCulloch's always been known for making great chainsaws. So when they started making go-karts, they used the exact same high-rev two-stroke motor as the chainsaws. It's really amazing that these tiny little motors made these go-karts go so fast.
How do you want me to restore it?
Original. Back to original. It should be all yellow, match the gas tank, stock, and spotless.
So what, are you going to get this into the nostalgic drags or races or what?
Not really sure it's ever going to get driven. It just is going to be beautiful, hanging on a wall or as something to look at and remember.
Yeah, you're not driving it. So I'm going to throw a lot of show into this. So it's basically when you see it up there, it's going to stand out.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
All right.
Yeah.
Even though Jim wants this primarily as a showpiece, we're in the business of restoring items back to their original condition. And part of that means working order. He's going to like the way this go-kart looks so much, he's going to want to drive this thing around the neighborhood and show it off.
I'll probably, you know, have an hour, hour and a half tearing it all apart, and then I'm probably gonna have 4 hours in blasting. Polish and prep, I'll have probably 3 or 4 hours there, find the seat, make the seat, get some wheels, get some tires, end with the parts. After everything's said and done, probably gonna be right around 4,500.
Ooh, you gonna plate it with gold for me?
There's no gold, you said original.
I like it, that sounds good. I know it's going to be worth it.
We'll get this baby humming.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I can't wait for it to get started on this. I'm really looking forward to getting it done, getting it home, hang it on the wall, call my cousin up, have him come over, and let him be jealous as me as I was of him back in the days when he had one.
Good old go-kart, huh?
I'll let you do the honors.
My brother's eager to get started on this go-kart, and since I'm not making any runs today, he wants me to give Kyle a hand, tearing it down.
I'm just gonna jump on it.
You really can't wait to get this done and ride it, huh?
Yeah. All go-karts are pretty similar and have a basic design. This one has a lot of moving parts, and all of it's held together by a bunch of rusted nuts and bolts. That, I'm letting Ron deal with for now.
Wow.
Okay, Ron. What you do is eat your Wheaties every morning.
Gas can that came with this thing? Looks like a helmet that's been made in a gas can.
Looks like a hard hat. Old miner's hat.
It's really kind of crazy the way they built this thing with the gas tank attached right to the driver's seat. I guess in the 60s, they didn't care if you caught on fire when you crashed your go-kart.
You know, fill full of beer. actually, that's probably not big enough.
Kyle and Ron just finished tearing down the go-kart, and now I'm gonna take all the old paint off by blasting it with charcoal. Stuff works really well, and it's a lot harder for me to mess stuff up.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You got something for me?
No. Can you keep a secret?
I can keep a secret.
My girlfriend's parents were cleaning out their shed, and they were just throwing this away, so I asked them if I could have it, and they said yeah. So I'm planning on restoring it all by myself for my dad for Father's Day.
Good luck.
The best part about my brilliant plan is my dad won't just be getting a fully restored antique fan. He's gonna be getting a fully restored antique fan that won't cost me a cent.
Do you know what it is?
It's a fan.
What kind? You know what year? You know nothing about it. Okay, well, I'll tell you what it is. But first, you gotta take those stupid glasses off. From what I know, there was a couple of manufacturers, Kenmore and Lasco. I think there's something missing. There's like an emblem. I think it's a diamond-shaped emblem. Originally, the cages were all brass, but because of World War I, they started using all that brass for all their ammunition and all the war stuff, so they went to all steel. This is from the 50s, okay. So this was all steel.
Okay.
I've got to hand it to Tyler. He's really got a great eye for finding cool, old, crappy stuff to restore, just like his Uncle Ron. You're going to do this all by yourself?
Everything will be me. I'll do the polishing, I'll do the painting, I'll tear down, sandblast, assembly. I'll do it all. Yeah.
Interesting.
What if he wants to resell it? Is it gonna go up in value?
I mean, if he does sell it, he'll get $800 for it. Yep. But being from his pride and joy son, I'm pretty sure he's gonna have you autograph the back of it and keep it around forever.
I'll autograph the fan blade.
I love you always.
Heart.
Tyler, great job. As long as you don't mess it up.
I really want this to be a cool Father's Day gift that also shows my dad that I can do a little of everything around here. How this comes off. I'm trying to surprise my dad by restoring an old fan as a Father's Day gift. I got this thing for free, and I intend on fixing it up without spending any money. Even though my dad owns the business, he doesn't give me any special treatment. He pays me just as poorly as everyone else, so it's not like I'd have that much to spend on him anyway. The first thing I need to do is tear this thing down so I can see exactly how much work it really needs.
That is a mess.
All right, we're done here.
We're restoring this go-kart as a showpiece, and normally some of these parts that wouldn't be shined up, I'm gonna shine them up nice.
When this thing was built, they wanted to make sure it'd hold up to the abuse of the track. So they welded it with heavy steel and left these huge welding marks all over it. Seeing how it's just gonna be for display, Rick's having me grind the welds down a little and smooth them all out.
The only way my dad is getting a Father's Day gift this year is if I can get the motor on the fan working again. God forbid I'd be able to find anything in here. He might just be out of luck. Hey, Jeff, can you come give me a hand with this?
Do you have any idea if this was three-prong or two-prong?
Well, this is a two-prong because there's no ground.
I need to run some power into it and see if the circuits are still intact, but I'm not really sure how to do that.
So we'll clamp that on there.
Okay.
Don't touch anything. I'm going to plug you in.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Oops. I'm glad Jeff's helping me out, because I'm not too experienced with electrical work. Come to think of it, this could have been a lot worse than just a blown fuse.
I mean, we can always bring that down to the motor place and have them redo it.
I can't spend any money on the credit card, or my dad will find out.
Well, you might have to pay cash.
Oh, not out of my pocket. All right. Oh, I'm confused.
it's just filthy in here.
Jeez. Oh.
The windings could be bad. When the electricity goes through, it makes this magnetic.
Okay.
So it makes it react, and that's what spins the motor.
Oh, okay.
I think this thing's pretty much dead. Mm-hmm. It's just nasty. I mean, it's just seen its life, you know?
Yeah.
Your best bet's to get a new one.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, thank you.
I was really looking forward to not having to spend any money, and now this one little speed bump with the motor is going to cost me $50 or $60. That's the same as working 6 hours here for free.
This go-kart was only available in bright yellow. Yellow is such a light pigment color, it takes so many coats in order to give you a great finish. So I need to make sure that I give this thing a few extra coats to make this paint job perfect.
I'm now gonna have to spend $50 on a new motor for this fan I'm fixing up for my dad. And that's $50 more than I wanted to spend in the first place. So now I'm gonna have to finish this thing without spending any more money on it. I've already kept costs down by working on this thing by myself. I polished up the blade to get it looking like new, and I made a diamond emblem from scrap metal where it'll say Lasco. I ran the frame through the bead blaster to get rid of that horrible maroon paint, and I pounded out all the dents in the body.
Okay, good.
And now I'm gonna try to mix a few paints to get my dad's favorite color, 57 Chevy green. There was no way for me to go out and buy that color because my dad didn't see the invoice, so I had to make do with what we had at the shop. Well, I started by mixing a yellow and a blue, which turned it green. Then I added blue to make the color a teal.
Come on, baby.
And white to brighten it.
Let's go.
Wow. I'm really pretty excited that for my first time, I matched this 57 Chevy teal so close. It's pretty spot on.
Sweet.
Huh?
Just have to pry that off.
McCullough was big into chainsaws, so that's all this is, just a chainsaw motor. I mean, look at how small it is, but the thing is, the nice about a chainsaw motor is it was capable of having really high revs.
The customer doesn't need this thing to run like it did back in the day. It's gonna be a showpiece. But when I restore something, I'm not happy unless everything is back in working order.
This is gnarly in here. Ugly.
It seems like every single restoration that I take on that has a motor involved was kept in the worst possible conditions before it was handed over to me.
It just had a little water in it. Probably leaked into the carb, you know. Looks brutal, dude.
Nothing's worse for a motor than water. And this thing looks like it's been laying on the bottom of somebody's pool.
Bingo bango.
That is ugly.
That'd be our problem right there.
That is corroded really bad, but as long as it seals into the case here, I don't see it being an issue. There's been a lot of water damage to this motor, but the main parts seem okay. It's gonna need a lot of work, but hopefully I'll be able to get this thing running like it used to.
A little cleaning, painting, and honing, new set of rings, new main bearings, seal it back up, we're good.
The fan has to go inside here.
I kind of thought restoring this fan for my dad would be a piece of cake, but it definitely had a few hiccups. I couldn't get the original motor to work, so I had to buy a new one.
I don't think this is supposed to do that, but it's all right.
Even putting it back together was a pain. Oh, come on. Well, that doesn't sound good. I'm actually a little nervous that my dad might not like this thing. This is the first time in forever I've actually remembered Father's Day, let alone got him something, so I really hope he's happy with it.
All right, it works.
But if he's not, then I guess I could sell it.
Are we done, except for this?
Yeah, can you handle that?
Yeah, I can handle that.
All right, keep your eyes closed.
Where are we going?
Do you want a present or not? I mean, if you don't want it, that's fine. This way.
Sure, I like presents.
All right, so keep your eyes closed. All right? Keep them closed. Don't peek.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, you can look. Happy Father's Day.
Whoa,
Oh, that is awesome. Where'd you find this?
Well, my girlfriend's dad was throwing it away, and so I asked him if I could have it, and he said, yeah, why not?
This is badass.
I took it all apart, bead blasted it while nobody was here, painted it, polished the fan blade, got a new fan motor.
You actually make this?
Yeah.
What did it look like when you found it?
It was a reddish color. All the paint was peeling off. The fan blade was rusted. The motor was like half apart. This was missing.
So you did all this work?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah.
Without me even knowing?
Yep.
So that is really, really nice. I was definitely surprised when I first saw the fan. But when Tyler told me he did it all by himself, I mean, I couldn't have been happier. That meant more to me than anything he could have bought in a store. How'd you get the color? This is like my favorite color.
Well, I made it because we didn't have any. I didn't want to buy any. So I mixed a little green, blue, white. I knew this was your favorite color.
You know why it's my favorite color?
Why?
When I was a kid, my mom and dad had a 57 Buick. And my brother and I, we were sitting on a hill out in front of the house, and one of us pulled down the lever and went to neutral, and we slid all the way down this hill and right into a pole. So it was the same color. The car was the exact same color. So from then on, I remember the color, and that's how it was my favorite color.
And you call me Crash? Now I completely understand how my dad feels when he shows off our work to his customers. It's really cool to see someone so happy with something you've put so much work into.
So were you able to fix everything?
The only thing I couldn't fix was the fan motor. That was like shot. Me and Jeff went to like test it with the test leads, and as soon as we'd plug it into the power strip, it would just cut the power, just boom, and just blow the circuit breaker.
Is that why the power was going out?
I don't.
All right, it doesn't do that anymore though.
I hope not. So I had to buy a new motor, which was $50, but other than that.
That's awesome. For $50 to have that restored, I couldn't even do that. I mean, I would probably sell this for, I don't know, $600, $700.
Nice.
So is it still mine?
Yeah, you can get it.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't want it back. No, thanks.
All right. I mean, you did such a great job on it. It means a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you, too.
As a dad, I'm beyond thrilled that Tyler actually took the time to restore this thing for me. It's a really cool fan, and I couldn't be prouder. Tyler, you just gonna sit there or what?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to get to work. Start loading the front end. We just finished restoring a go-kart for an old racing friend of mine. Now all we have to do is put it together, so I roped Tyler into giving me a hand. Am I keeping you up?
Yeah. So you know I'm going to be driving this when it's done, right?
My ass, there's no way you're driving this.
I'm definitely going to drive it.
You're not going to crash?
I don't think so. I just think I'd look better in it. It just fits me better. You just look big and goofy. Ah, you forgot to lube it.
I love Tyler, but if he was as half as smart as he thinks he is, he'd be assembling space shuttles at NASA. You got the brake rod.
It's supposed
where
to be
the
like
gas
that.
Rod goes,
no.
And the gas rod where the brake rod goes.
No.
He knows just enough to get into trouble, but not enough to get out of it.
So, don't you want this thing to look good?
Yes.
When he first sees it, don't you want him to be surprised?
Yeah.
And don't you want the customer to be happy?
Yeah.
So don't you want me to drive it?
No. The customer wants it for show. I just want to show him that it works, you know, maybe come around the corner or something. And you know you're like Mr. Crash. You're going to hit the side of a building just turning the corner, and you know you will. I love restoring go-karts, and this one was a lot of fun. Now my buddy Jim's coming to pick it up.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good, how you doing, man?
I know what you're here for.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'll be right back.
Bring it up.
Jim just got here to pick up his go-kart, and I totally caught him before my dad could know he was here. And now I get to drive this thing out.
It even runs.
Tyler, get over here, man. You thought you were going to get something up on the old man?
Whatever.
No way.
All right.
Hurry it up.
One of these days, Tyler might be able to pull one over on me, but that sure the hell isn't today.
Beautiful, dude.
Thanks. We went all out. We ended up taking it all apart and painted the whole frame, and then we sent all the chrome out to get replated. And the spindles we ended up chroming.
Wow.
All this is all chromed. We ended up taking the brake disc, chroming it.
That is awesome.
We polished all the tie rods out, and then we polished all these. You know, they used to be black.
Yeah, those came out awesome.
And then on the upholstery, we had the bottom seat, and it was this color, so we just redid the upholstery exactly like it was, and then we matched up the seat.
Looks amazing.
Is it comfortable?
I wouldn't know.
You know, it's like Wile E. Fox and...
No, it's definitely Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
And the Roadrunner.
Yeah, that guy.
Shows you're old.
Yeah. The work on that car is gorgeous. The welds all look like butter. It's just an incredible looking piece of work that was far better than the way that car was originally manufactured.
You know, it's all done up. It's all pretty. And all we got to do is wipe it off a little bit and get it ready. You know, so you can take it away.
Or, awesome.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah. I might have to drive it myself before I put it up on the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. So you good? You happy?
Yeah, we're all happy. Looks awesome.
All right. Come on in the office. We'll take care of the rest of it.
All right.
What do you want me to do?
Don't drive it.
Drive it? You want me to drive it?
You built the dang thing backwards.